This is Dakota Datebook for September 22nd. It's not often that a man's life achievements are overshadowed by his champion butterfat-producing cow, but that is exactly what happened to Samuel F. Crabb. Born in 1869, he graduated from the University of Wisconsin and came to Fargo in 1891, was a civil engineer for the city for 16 years. Crabb was responsible for paving Broadway the first time he used wooden blocks. He then served as a consulting engineer for the Cass County Drainage Board for 18 years. He was instrumental in building Cass County's network of drainage ditches. Crabb was also a passionate dairy farmer. He imported 7 cows and bulls from the island of Jersey. His Jersey herd became one of the best in the country. He was also involved with the dairy program at North Dakota Agricultural College. He helped secure appropriations from the state for a dairy building in 1913 and then drew up the plans for the dairy building and the dairy barns on campus. Crabb later served as the president of the American Jersey Cattle Club from 1928 to 1931. On this date in 1914, Crabb's champion cow, Noble's Golden Marguerite, was born. She was the daughter of Noble Duke of Oaklands. Her mother was Goldie's Marguerite. In 1921, Noble's Golden Marguerite produced 977.69 pounds of butterfat. This record for the most butterfat from a North Dakota cow was not broken until 1969. When Noble's Golden Marguerite died in 1932 at the age of 18, the president of the North Dakota Agricultural College, John Shepherd, and the chairman of the Department of Dairy Husbandry, Professor J.R. Dice, decided that this most noble cow should be buried in front of the dairy building. Thus, Noble's Golden Marguerite found her final resting place in front of the building her owner had designed. A plaque on a large stone was placed over her grave so that everyone who walked by would be aware of her great achievement. Much has changed since Noble's Golden Marguerite died. The dairy building is now the Geosciences Building, and the concrete cow head that was mounted above the front entrance was removed. Noble's Golden Marguerite's commemorative stone is now in front of Shepherd Arena. Students often hear about the dead cow on campus during campus tours, but few know the name Crabb or are aware of his ditches or wood-cobbled roadway. However, Crabb is not too far away from his champion cow. He died in 1949 and is buried 4 miles away at Riverside Cemetery. Today's Dakota Datebook written by Trista Razor Sturza. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota with funding from Humanities North Dakota.